fuse with the Browns. But you know they'd go for the gusto if they could. There are actually very few issues with the Cavs other than, hey, you know, they're not very tough. But you can't accuse them of not going for the gusto. I mean, this is why they don't have a first-round pick until 2030, Daryl. They went on and got Donovan Mitchell. They went and got the guy that was available to them, who they didn't think they'd have a chance at, and they got him, and here we are. And it's a pretty... I know people are disappointed. It's still a damn good basketball team. You got these two teams that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, and the one team you got a lot of problems with, I get it, but you can always say, as you're steering wheel going, yeah, you know, even if it costs us a lot over the course of time, they will make that move. The other one won't. And when you have two teams in town that are willing to do it, and the other one where it's like, hey, would it cost you that much more? And then I think it is frustrating when, yeah, there is a guy like me who's sitting there going, well, you know, you don't know how much they got. And we say, but it's a different. That is frustrating. But when you have Zach coming out there and saying, you know, this was not the year that they should have pulled back, and they keep pulling back. They pulled back after the pandemic. They pulled back. Now it became, he didn't say it, but I'll say it, maybe a convenient excuse to pull back with the television deal. But maybe it's just where there is a fear of investing. And we say, well, they can't come out from under it. That's tough. There's another thing that is far worse for this year, by the way. And this is what Zach Meisel had said earlier on in the interview, that this was fairly disturbing.
How many times have we heard Stephen Vogt in the last few weeks say, oh, well, like, we just didn't look like ourselves tonight? Well, no, if you say that five times in a span of 2 weeks, then that's probably who you are. That was set up to be the perfect opportunity to get angry, show some passion, fire up the troops.
So you're saying Vogt should have done more?
If there was ever a time to get mad and make a scene and, I don't know, charge a little bit of energy into the dugout. I mean, they had more errors than hits. You need some energy. You need something to change. And they just, I don't know.
Well, Owen, champions pose. I mean, I didn't want to I don't want them to fight out there. You're going to suspend guys, but damn it. I mean, Stephen Vogt could have done more. Stephen Vogt could have got tossed. Champions pose. I know they can't see you, but do it.
I know that Zach probably knows more baseball than me.
But he's agreeing with you.
Well, no, and that's what I'm saying. It shouldn't take Zach Meisel to agree with me for anyone to look at this team and go, what the hell are you doing? If you listen to sports talk radio, you obviously have some part of you that is competitive and has a passion and a fire in you, and it doesn't feel like the team gives you that same thing back. And for a guy like myself, I can't speak for anyone else, but I spend hundreds of dollars a year going to these games. We're verging on thousands of dollars a year, taking my family, buying the passes for myself and my wife. All I want for you, Steve, all I want for you, Cleveland Guardians, is to go out there and show me that you care a little bit. And they haven't shown that they care at all over the last month, especially.
You know, you can say whatever you want to about Owen, because I don't want to be a guy shooting my mouth off saying that they should just go out and fight all the time. But I'm not questioning you on it, because I'll tell you this. I would say that
I will fight you.
Well,
Ken.
I think that there's probably people who do remotes over there that Owen goes to more baseball games than when it comes to the city. So when it comes to radio or television, I would say that Owen definitely goes to more games than all of them combined. That includes me. That includes everybody
and
here.
And that's not Owen, a guy that's on the radio. No, that's going to cover the game.
Owen goes
to stand in left field and drink my drinks and watch the baseball game.
That's what I like about him. He drinks his drinks there.
They got an 8%
one. Yeah, it starts at the top, Ken.
Maybe Steven should have done more. What do you mean it starts at the top?
They don't have passionate ownership. They don't. They've had
steady ownership.
They have steady ownership.
Passionate ownership can be scary, man. I tell you, you can do some stupid things with a passionate owner.
We've got a couple passionate owners.
You need a passionate manager.
Passionate owner gets you $230 million guaranteed.
Yeah, a passionate owner can do some things that are not very smart in the long term.
But what I mean is they don't go for it ever. They never go for it. They never go for it.
I mean, they went for it as best they could in 2016.
They're not passionate. They're not passionate about trying to win a World Series. They're passionate about being like competitive and getting people to buy the suites and the new terrace club in left field and the new club behind home plate. That's what they're passionate about.
Well,
they're not passionate about winning at all.
You've known that for a long time. That doesn't still give Stephen Vogt an excuse to just stand there and say a couple of things and that be it. I mean, Jose Ramirez getting hit. And again, I'm hearing it right there from Zach. get your ass out there and get thrown out of the baseball game over it if you want to. It only lasts until the next night. It would only last until tonight against St. Louis. But again, from what we saw yesterday, I mean, these are paid professionals. So that's Little League stuff. That's what 10U travel ball teams don't even do that.
The bad freaking news
out,
bears.
Freaking out, trying to make every single play, whipping the ball down to home plate when you already have a guy who's sliding into home. Bo Naylor not even paying attention. I mean, that's Little League stuff. You send kids to run foul poles for that at 10U. These are professionals here. And when I say, like, hey, you know, they're doing the best they can. Are they doing the best they can in yesterday's game? No. 6-0, hot-ass day. Got a bunch of people who are excited to be there except for the guys on the field.
You know who Steven Vogt is? Coach Buttermaker.
If he was drunk, I think he'd be thrown out of the baseball game yesterday.
Coaching the Bad News Bears.
Lenny and Amherst, you're first up on the Fan.
I just want to agree with Owen. I got to tell you something. The one thing in all the years I coached baseball, I understood when we lost, but I never understood when we beat ourselves. When I saw that game yesterday and Naylor was looking down at the ground, not paying attention, that settled my case against him. And worse comes to worse, I got an email saying next year's tickets, 4 seats behind home plate, are over $19,000. That's all I got
to
say.
What was it I was talking to yesterday? Damn it, somebody say that they just got an email about renewing their season tickets. It was after 6-0 loss.
I know a few people that got their emails at 3 o'clock yesterday.
Bad time. Got to send that on an off day, guys.
I'm checking my email right now to see if, because I bought tickets myself. So
you got to send that on an off day. 3 o'clock during a day game, if things could go one way or the other. I mean, if they were up 6-0, send away. Go right on ahead.
I bought tickets for like 5 games this year. Well, I didn't get that email.
Oh, and you're right. And I think the fans will reciprocate there if you're not going to show passion. Because it's honestly one of the worst things you can call a team. You know, when you say that the Cavs are soft, that's a pretty bad thing. To say that they lack fight at all, I mean, that's a bad thing. Calling guys soft, calling guys weak, saying that they don't have fight. I mean, that's a high crime to commit, and that is a very strong thing to say to somebody. And if Zach's saying it, then I know a lot of people around them are thinking it. And if Steven Vogt's not going to go out there and pick up for his guys, then yeah, they'll probably lay down like dogs if worse comes to worse. Now, this is a rough stretch. I understand that they've been the type of team that once you start talking real trash about them, they go out and they win 6 games in a row, but nothing they've done over the last month has really been consistent. Their starting rotation was better during the month of June. Yesterday, I don't even put that much on Bobby. I mean, good God, you threw like 30-something pitches in the third inning because Kyle Manzardo's out there with no arms. So I'm not trying to put a ton on Tanner Bibee, but damn it, Zach is right. Owen, you're right. Like, yeah, should have been out there. Should have been bitching. Should have got enough to get thrown out of the game. Hell, at least it would have been in air conditioning. They have the air conditioning on, don't they? Yeah, you could have went out there, got thrown out of the game. It's not going to inspire them to turn it around for the entire year. I know that. And I'm trying to put the best face forward and saying, hey, man, if I get a starting rotation out of this, they are what they are. But, man, it sounds to me like I've been a fool and I've been making excuses here over the last month and a half. Because it's been at times, it hasn't been good. And I could say, well, the stupid platoon stuff you're doing, you got guys who do not have futures out there. We're arguing. I mean, I got Jonathan and I taking shots at each other over Nolan Jones' exit velocity, for crying out loud. How much of a worthless conversation is that in the grand scheme of things? Jonathan, who's about to have another kid. I might be at Jonathan's daughter's wedding someday, and we're going to sit here and bitch about exit velos over Nolan Jones because they're out of options, so they have to force them down our throats all the time. I have to sit there and watch Will Wilson, who basically looks like a guy who's an extra in a minor league baseball movie, who looks like the second baseman in Bull Durham. I got to have that.
I'll tell you, we've got a stretch here before the All-Star break where we play the Cardinals. Play the Cardinals, who are 44-38. You got first place Cubs. You got first place Tigers, and then you finally get. Oh, then you got the Astros, first place Astros. Then you finally get the White Sox before the break. I didn't think that they were out of it yet, but first half. You keep playing like this.
Yes, because you said it. The first half schedule was sixth.
Yes.
Sixth toughest in Major League Baseball. Yeah. By the time you get to the 28th toughest schedule in Major League Baseball, you might not be worth it anymore. Because those teams are lined up to bury you. If you're going to go out there and do what you did yesterday, I mean, my God, you should be playing desperate baseball.
By the time you get to the All-Star break, the conversation about, well, they're only a game and a half out of the last wild card spot, even though they are exactly one game over 500, because that's what everyone's clinging to, is, well, they're still in wild card contention. No, they're not. I don't care what the standings.
That's 2 weeks from now, guys.
My eyeballs are telling me. Well, this team isn't contending with anybody.
Wild card contending is for those of us who aren't, and I throw us in there, who aren't paying that close of attention right now, because the only teams that are really out of wild card contention right now are the A's and White Sox.
Right.
That's it, because there's three wild card spots. Baltimore, 7 games back of the wild card. I guess you can throw the Orioles in there if you really want to. So that leaves Cleveland, Los Angeles, Texas, Boston, Minnesota. You got 6 teams there.
The most damning argument
that
Zach made, and it was right on the nose, was you were 3 wins from the World Series last October, and this is where you're at right now.